Native Americans make up a small percentage of the nation's electorate, just 2%. But this election year, that tiny percentage might make the difference, especially in battleground states with large Indian populations. In Arizona, the state Democratic Party has launched what it calls an aggressive ground war to win votes in the vast Navajo Nation. From Arizona Public Radio, Daniel Crocker reports.
Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano stands out in this conservative, largely Republican state. She's a Democrat, and 2 years ago, it was an unusually large Native American turnout that helped elect her to office. Last month in Phoenix, she showed her gratitude.
Now, therefore, I, Janet Napolitano, governor of the state of Arizona, hereby proclaim July 2004 as American Indian Right to Vote Month in our state. Thank you very much.
Her speech helped launch the Native Vote 2004 campaign, a project of Arizona's 22 Indian tribes to boost voter numbers at the polls this fall. Historically, the Indian turnout in Arizona has lagged 15 to 20 points below the state average. That is, except in the last election, when three controversial gaming initiatives brought Indian voters to the polls in record numbers. And for the most part, they voted Democratic. So the challenge for the Democrats in this election is to keep those numbers up. Jim Peterson chairs the state party.
We've just never had the kind of field effort, the kind of get-out-the-vote effort that we've had. Well, starting in 2002, I think because of the Indian vote, I think that played a huge role in terms of electing a governor on our side. And I think it's going to play a huge role in terms of electing a president.
Traditional campaigning doesn't work well here on the vast 17,000-square-mile reservation. Phone service and TV reception are spotty, and isolated homesteads are separated by miles of rutted dirt roads. Democrats are producing Navajo language radio ads and flyers. They've also hired Navajo organizers to go door to door to local meetings and to big events like the July 4th festival. There are typical attractions here, like a Ferris wheel and mechanical bull. But there's also a powwow and other events to remind you you're in the middle of the country's largest Indian reservation. Mario Diaz, who ran Janet Napolitano's gubernatorial campaign 2 years ago, is here to turn fairgoers into registered voters.
What's it for, Roberta?
Yes.
Roberta.
So.
So, okay, and I will give you this as a receipt, and you're now registered to vote. Congratulations.
Diaz believes Navajos are beginning to see how their vote can count, and that's the message he's trying to get out.
In a tight race, Navajo Nation and the rural parts of Arizona can decide and can dictate who will win Arizona for the presidential.
And while Navajos historically have voted Democratic, Republicans aren't ignoring their potential. The state party is planning a Navajo language ad blitz and mailing this fall. In the meantime, they're banking on some bounce from Congressman Rick Renzi, who in his 2 years in office has brought millions of dollars back to the reservation for housing and roads. He's also gotten to know his district a bit better.
Grown from being acquaintances to being friends, and in some cases becoming family among certain chapter houses. But you do have to make the journey there, and you do have to build the relationships one-on-one.
It is a slow process, though, and the GOP is unlikely to win over many in this Democratic stronghold. For Kerry supporters, then, turnout will be key. The presidential election here could turn on just a few thousand votes. And it all may come down to something as simple as timing. The Navajo Nation has decided this year to delay their tribal elections to coincide with the November vote. Turnout for tribal elections is usually well over 50%. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.